And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 6th of January, 2011. It's the feast of the Epiphany in the Christian Church. Epiphany from an old Greek word meaning manifestation or striking appearance. In ancient Greece, the term was used to refer to occasions when gods and goddesses would manifest themselves to human beings on earth. In the Greek Orthodox Church, the Feast of the Epiphany is a broad celebration of God becoming man. In the Roman Catholic Church, the focus is on the wise men bringing their gifts of frankincense, myrrh, and gold to the infant Jesus, guided from their homeland of Iran by a shining star. The Irish writer James Joyce used that word epiphany to mean a sort of inadvertent revelation. He said there were little errors and gestures, straws in the wind, by which people betrayed the very things they were most careful to conceal, a sudden revelation. And in each of his stories in his collection, Dubliners, James Joyce used the device of an epiphany. The last story in the book is set at a party, at the feast of the Epiphany, the story The Dead. And it's the birthday of E.L. Doctorow, born in New York City, 1931. His mother was a classical pianist. His father owned a music shop on 43rd Street in New York City. E.L. Doctorow went to the Bronx High School of Science, went off to college, studied poetry with John Crow Ransom, worked as an editor after college, and as a script reader for Hollywood studios. His first novel was a parody of a Western, Welcome to Hard Times, 1960, and went on to write his big bestseller, Ragtime, in 1975. Here's a poem for today by Maxine Kuhman, The Lovers Leave by Separate Planes. She is going back to the cash register of an old marriage. He sees her ringing up days, letting the drawer fly open on her half-grown sons and breaking the rolls of nickels and dimes into their proper dividers. She thinks of him tomorrow at his desk, exploring an old translation, prying apart the brittle glue between two languages to take out words. She sees him lecturing gently to an amphitheater of students, all of them taking useful notes. Meanwhile, the lovers have climbed into the same sky, going east and west, clouds solid as the Arctic Pole billow beneath them. Whole counties of ice floes are underfoot. At this point, the appearance of polar bears would not surprise him, one holding a walleyed fish in its paws, one chewing the flipper of a stranded seal. For that matter, she is prepared to see him well-booted and fur-capped, icicles in his beard, striding over the snowfield, breaking through gauze and violet gels, running abreast to knock at her window. They would tell each other. They would speak in large gestures, like deaf mutes, keeping nothing inside. The Lovers Leave by Separate Planes, a poem by Maxine Kuhman, from Bringing Together Uncollected Early Poems, 1958 to 1988, published by W.W. Norton and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices, at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.